About his neck, he wore a chain made of linked coins of many different sizes, shapes, and metals, and his horse was one of the strange black-and-white ones.
"You don't want to know that lot, Weasel,"
Wee said when he saw her looking at the goat-helmed man. Two of his drinking friends were with him, men-at-arms in service to Lord Lefford. "Who are they?" she asked. One of the soldiers laughed. "The footman girl, toes of the goat, Lord Tywin's bloody mummers."
"Peaceful wits, you get her flayed. You can scrub the bloody steps," said Wheeze. "They're sellswords, Weasel girl. Call themselves the Brave Companions. Don't use them other names when they can hear, or they'll hurt you bad. The goat helms their captain, Lord Vargo Holt."
"He's no fucking lord," said the second soldier. "I heard Sir Aimery say so. He's just some sellsword with a mouth full of slubber and a high opinion of himself."
"Aye," said Weasel, "but she'd better call him lord if she wants to keep all her parts."
Arya looked at Vargo Holt again. "How many monsters does Lord Tywin have?" The brave companions were housed in the Widow's Tower, so Arya need not serve them. She was glad of that. On the very night they arrived, fighting broke out between the sellswords and some Lannister men. Sir Harry Swift's squire was stabbed to death, and two of the bloody mummers were wounded. The next morning, Lord Tywin hanged them both from the gatehouse walls, along with one of Lord Lytton's archers. We said the archer had started all the trouble by taunting the sellswords over Beric Dondarrion.